God showed us His mercy by saving us and forgiving us, but God has extended His grace to us by giving to us His own life. Look at the, we don't have time to go into a lot of detail, but look down in verse 8 at the way this passage flows. Look at what God has done. He said, I passed by you and saw you, and behold, you were at the time of for love, so I spread my skirt over you for your nakedness, to cover your nakedness. The skirt there is a picture of the righteousness of God. Why would He do that? Exodus chapter 28 and verse 2 says that holy garments are for glory and for beauty. I'll tell you why He did it. He did it because He wants a beautiful bride. He lifted you up out of your unrighteousness and He put the skirt of His own righteousness upon you. And later in verse 8 it tells to us that He entered into a covenant with you so that you become mine, God says. It's a covenant. It's a promise of God where He's saying, I'm going to lavish my love on you for all eternity. And I'll tell you, folks, God won't lie. He says, I'm going to love you for all eternity. And then in verse 9, He goes on and says, I bathed you with water. Water represents the Word of God. The New Testament talks about the washing by the water of the Word. The Lord looked at you and with a word, live, He spoke to you and He gave you His life and He cleansed you. And then in verse 9, He goes on down and says that He has anointed you with oil. You know, of course, that oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Here's the grace of God in action. He forgave you your sins, lifted you up out of your own filth, called you to Himself, and He's given you the beauty of Jesus. He has placed within you His Holy Spirit, which is the essence of His life. The life of God is within you. So God has called you to live a holy lifestyle, but the way that is in which that is facilitated is that He has given to you His own holiness. 1 Corinthians 3, 16-17 says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And then in verse 17, He said, for the temple of God is holy and that is what you are. Ephesians 4:24 says, you've been created in righteousness and holiness. The Bible says that God has empowered you by His holiness to live a holy life in this world. He has called you to be His wife. And He has transformed you by giving you His life. He has gifted you. Look at the gifts that this groom lavishes on his wife. In verse 10, he said, I have clothed you with embroidered cloth. I put expensive shoes on your feet. I wrapped you with fine linen, covered you with silk. He said, I adorned you with ornaments and I put bracelets on your hands and a necklace around your neck and a ring in your nostril and a beautiful crown on your head. He says in verse 13, you were just dripping with gold and silver and your clothes were made of linen and silk and embroidered cloth. You get the picture here? You know what I see? God wants a beautiful bride, so He made Him one. He has made Himself a beautiful bride. But He has gifted you. You have been gifted by God for God. Now, you know, sometime my wife Melanie is here, and sometime Melanie and I will go to the mall, and we'll go into the dress shop, and I'll say, now, Melanie, I want to get you a new dress. And so we'll go into the mall, and we'll go into a dozen stores, and we'll finally find the right store, and we'll get in that right store, and Melanie will do what is somehow in the chromosomes and genes of a woman that they have to do. She'll physically touch every dress the store sells. She'll touch every dress the store sells, and she'll, after she's touched every dress in the store, some of them she doesn't even like, but she's got to touch them. After she's done that, she'll narrow it down to 5 or 6, 7 dresses that she wants to try on and look at. And here's what she'll do. She'll take those 5 or 6 dresses and she'll go into the dressing room, and I'm waiting out there, and she'll go in and she'll try them on one by one, and she'll come back out of the dressing room and let me see them. Now, this process always is the same. Sometimes she'll come out of the dressing room wearing a dress, and I'll say, eh, it's okay. Sometimes she'll come out and I'll say, I don't care for that one. But finally it will happen that she'll walk out of that dressing room and I'll look at her and I'll say, wow, that's the one. And so I gift her with that dress. And she may buy earrings to go with it, or a bracelet to go with it, or a necklace or something like that. I have gifted her. I have gifted her for her, but I'll be honest, I've also gifted her for me. And by seeing her in that gift that I have given to her as my beautiful wife, to see her in a way as I have now gifted her, it arouses my passion and my love and my desire for intimacy with her. Now, I don't want to sound irreverent, but did you know that's exactly what God has done with you and I? If you don't believe it, I encourage you to go back and read the Song of Solomon in the Old Testament. That book is R-rated. Not really, but you know what I'm saying. If you've read the Song of Solomon in the Old Testament,